fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
Morgan, Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, part two of our interview, if you missed it in the 6 o'clock hour, with Cliven Bundy, then your thoughts. Before that, though, here is a congressman that has reignited this issue by saying it's time for the militia folks to leave. Let's take a listen with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO, brought to you by our friends at MinutemanRx.com.
...has been given a microphone. His comments were hateful, and his comments belong in the dustbin of history. His comments paint the black experience in America in a hateful way.
The congressman went on to say that breaking the law and denouncing the government does not make you a hero.
There you have it. Your thoughts, 580-5436. We'll get to those. But let's hear what Mr. Bundy says about his critics, about being called a domestic terrorist, and how he believes this situation should end, and how the BLM should behave properly. Let's take a listen to it now. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
What's the solution? What's the way out?
Well, the way out is to pay attention to our Constitution and pay attention especially to state sovereignty and who actually owns the land and who has jurisdiction and authority over it. And then let's take away those guns from them bureaucrats. They don't need those guns. They should be acting like Boy Scouts, not like policemen. If those people would act like Boy Scouts, they would be helping and doing a good deed daily and helping us educate us and serving us. That's what we pay them to do. And we don't pay them to, they should be helping a little old lady across the street, not throwing her down in the rocks and gravel.
580 KIDO, as we continue on, Mr. Bundy, I look at the West. 62% of the land in Idaho is owned by the feds. You've got more here in Nevada. What's the message? We had a recent meeting in Salt Lake City, 50 state reps from 9 states meeting to try and get the lands back. Can that happen?
Well, the first thing I think you're mistaken is saying that these are federal lands. How could they be federal lands? Our Constitution only allowed the government very limited power and only 10 square miles. And they had to get that 10 square miles by the state approval of the state legislatures and approval of the United States Congress. And then they still had to buy the 10 square miles and then they from the states. And then they had restriction. It was only very limited power for mainly military use. And any other land that's within the state has to go the same process. So how in the heck can you call this a federal land, BLM-owned land? That is totally wrong according to our Constitution. It's not that way. It has to be state sovereign land, or it has to be a territory.
Now, based on your experience with the media, you're coming up with a set of videos that you're going to be shooting, and you're shooting all day today, and we wormed our way in here, so people should look out for those. What will those videos contain?
Well, they're going to be just principles that, Cliven Bundy's learned over the years and how government should operate and about the Constitution, about questions like who owns the land, about jurisdiction, about sheriff power. And we're going to talk some things about the endangered species and the environment. Maybe how, things like how does livestock benefit the land and how does that interact with other wildlife? Fire, what part does wildlife and cattle industry have to do with wildfires. So those are the type of things you should be able to start picking up on the Internet.
So you're getting your own show.
Well, I don't know about that. I've just definitely had the chance to, I guess, entertain or educate or at least visit with the world in the last couple of weeks, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Now, which is tougher, doing these interviews or ranching?
Well, you know, I never get horse hollered at a cow or a dog or a horse, but I sure have got a horse hollered at the United States government lately.
And they need people to yell at them at 580KIDO. Mr. Bunny, just a few more questions here. We appreciate your time. What would you like to say to people that are frustrated right now, driving into work in Idaho? You know, maybe they have relatives that are ranchers, that are farmers. Maybe they're on the ranch and farm right now, and they feel like they've lost their country.
Well, you know, we've talked about slavery a little bit. You know, we're all a slave to the United States government, and no matter whether we're in ranching business or some business in town, we seem to be becoming more of a slave, and we're serving a central government with unlimited power, and we're all tired of that. And I think that's what this movement's all about. We're all tired of big government, and we're tired of paying the bills, and we're tired of working about a third of our year just to pay the taxes. So we're all tired. So that's, you know, let's start paying attention to our Constitution, our state sovereignty, and let's start acting like we're citizens of the United States with a good, this supreme law of the land is a United States Constitution, and I really believe that it was inspired by our Heavenly Father, and that's the best we can get. So why should we want any more?
Is it inspiring to you that you see the donations coming in from all over the country? You see these guys from New Hampshire that have come here, Jerry and the crew. You've got people from all over coming here, spending their own money away from their families and their friends. You think about it. When's the last time we ever had a movement like this, where people are sacrificing their own individual pluses and minuses for the common good?
Well, you know, yesterday morning I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and I thought I'd get up and read a little bit, but then I come up, woke up, and there was a militia guard outside my on my walkway. So I went out, and it was a beautiful night, and I got the hose and washed the walk off and sprayed down the dust. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, there were people that were staying up all night watching my home and my family, and there was several stations of guard. Those people have come thousands of miles, and now they're staying up all night to protect me and my family and my ranch. There's no way. The only thing I can say is that's humbling to realize that we, the people, would do something for their neighbor.
Now, again, a lot of folks are saying, they said to me, why are you coming down here? The story's over at 580KIDO. I said, oh, it's just begun. What's the next chapter here? You've stood off with the BLM. They're not around. You've got your folks here. What do you think they're thinking on how to combat you?
Well, I'm sure they're going to probably try to go back through the courts and this type of thing. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, there's a lot of people need to be made accountable. Main people that need to be made accountable is like our Nevada State Governor and our county sheriff. They were the ones supposed to be constitutionally protecting my life, liberty, and property, and they've definitely failed. What's going to happen forward? I think, like I said, I think we the people are not ever going to allow them to point guns at us like they did before. And so what I'm thinking should happen, and our county sheriff should take those guns away from those bureaucrats. That's sort of the... And then the other thing is what I talked to you about, the flagpole. We got to start remembering who's on top of the pole. and remember the proper form of government and start acting like we own the land and we have these rights. We, the people, are sovereign. We are the we are the law, and we are the ones that make the law. We, our county commissioners are the closest government to us, and we need to take care of these problems at home instead of looking at the federal government to take care of them. So let's start taking our responsibility. The federal government won't really have a place in our communities if we do it right.
Well, I think one thing you're hoping to accomplish with these videos is to get the word out, because in the old days, sir, when you were growing up, there were critical thinking skills. Didn't matter where you were in school, people, teachers, parents, Bible leaders would teach you critical thinking skills. Today, the press labels things, and people believe them without having critical thought. So to have these critical thinking skills, to reinforce this with these videos, I would believe that's one of the reasons why you're doing it, to get your side out of the story. You look at, well, I won't say your senator, but you have Harry Reid calling people here domestic terrorists. I mean, are you a domestic terrorist?
Well, I sort of agreed with him, I guess. If, you know, we the people are definitely mad. And we're definitely disappointed in our government, and we're definitely not going to put up with it anymore. So I guess we could be called a domestic terrorist. We're terrified with the kind of government we have.
Now let's just remember that's in jest. We don't want that to be misconstrued. But anyway, just an example of how people have falsely labeled what's going on here, and your videos will help dispel those myths.
Well, I hope so, yes. What we're doing is we're telling the truth, and we're telling the facts the best that we understand and know them. And I think maybe, you know, America has been dumbed down. For example, we don't pay much attention to our Constitution. We don't even know who owns the land within a sovereign state. I mean, there's some basic things that we need to start thinking about, and I hope maybe these videos will bring that to our conscience.
Okay, final thought, the importance of God in your life and the importance of God in the life of every American.
Well, the importance of God, especially in this time, you know, I feel like he's been moving this movement forward. Definitely he's been with me every day, and I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but in the morning I'll have something. For example, yesterday I was thinking a lot about our county government, and I got to thinking, you know, this is what I need to understand, how our county government is supposed to function. We the people, you know, are elect our county commissioners, and we elect our sheriff, but it didn't start at that. We also have our courts, and we're also the jurors. We the people really have a lot of control at the county level. The federal level, we don't have hardly any control. Then this morning I got to thinking about the flagpole being turned upside down, you know, where we the people are on the top, not on the bottom. And then, you know, the county government is our closest government to we the people. And our state government has a function, and our federal government has a function. But the understanding of that, that's what's happened to me just today. And yesterday, for example. Now, I sort of feel like them are inspirations from our Heavenly Father. And I hope that I can continue to learn and continue to teach.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds in the ground.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Night. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get to Walt in Nampa. Good morning, Walt.
We're outside of Mesquite. Is that right?
I'm in Las Vegas right now, but I've been in Bunkerville for the past few days.
So are you going to load up on Papa John's before you go back out?
You know, I couldn't really find any.
There you are. Well, that's a pretty good pizza in Las Vegas if you know where to go. Hey, or there was. You know, this business about taking you off the air because you're down there, who's trying to get you off the air?
We have individuals. We have organizations. We have people that have contacted upper management, our corporate offices, and local management, calling me every name in the book for doing this.
Well, I personally like your program. I don't know you personally other than talking to you over the telephone. And I like the idea of your program that the average person can call in and say what's on their mind. Because otherwise, I'm reaching a lot of people that, or they would reach a lot of people that they normally wouldn't talk to or would know anything about them. So if they take you off the air, I won't even bother turning my Roku off anymore. It'll just stay on permanently. So you're the only, to be honest with you, you're the only talk show that I really listen to. And I won't say religiously, but I do. And I think you're doing a good service. And I think it, when they take you off the air, they may be a little surprised at how their, their client list goes down, I hope. And this guy Bundy down there, him and that basketball owner, whoever the hell his name is, I don't even know, it doesn't matter. We're all having this group speak. You got to talk right or you can't talk at all. And it seems like nobody is allowed to have their own personal opinions and voice them without being called a racist. I was reading some comments on the internet today that were truly astounding as to the number of people calling different people racist when they're making racist remarks. So I think Bundy is pulling together something that should have happened years ago before the other ranchers got ran out. And BLM, you were talking about them having a SWAT unit. They're not the only ones, and there's no reason for the Department of Education to have a SWAT unit. There's, I think, 13 or 18 different governmental SWAT units in existence now. And I think that basically fulfills Obama's desire to have his own personal army when he, if you heard that speech he wanted when he was president. So anyway, hang in there, and I'm sure you'll find a pretty good pizza before you head back out to Mesquite.
Well, thank you for the nice comments and for listening. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope this continues on because, like I say, you serve an important function, whether you know it or not. You probably do realize you do, and keep at it. Sherry, have a good day.
Thank you, Walt. We appreciate it. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Liberty Linda at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Liberty Linda.
Yes, good morning. Kevin, I just wanted to call and thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us. It's so good to hear from Mr. Bundy out of his own lips of what's going on down there. And I just wanted to say that liberty and freedom and our Constitution is born in our hearts. The people of the United States, we the people, love our Constitution. And that's basically what I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liberty Linda. We go to Catherine in Boise at 580 KIDO. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Kevin. Great job down there. I'm calling in about one special point, and I probably could talk about a dozen, but one special point is the Constitution. They keep referring to it as the highest law of the land, which is marvelous and rightly said. But I wonder how many people know that for several years there's been an effort to have what's called a Constitution Convention, and some of us who talk about it a lot just say con-con. Well, the idea is to have a convention that changes maybe just a few amendments. Have you heard about this?
I have, although I'm a little scared about that because we have so many politically correct movements these days. We open
right.
Pandora's box. Uh-oh.
Well, can I just point out what the danger really is? I'm afraid we're fools if we think that that convention will be led by people like us. And we're fools if we think the convention will turn out a sound constitution such as we have. The whole point is to destroy it and to put us on the ground level of all the crazy nations in the world. We are unique, and it's our Constitution that makes us this way. So people need to know that if anybody talks about a con-con, a constitutional convention, raise your eyebrows and say, oh, no, we could never do that. We would lose it.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Catherine.
Well, keep it serious. I mean, we've got to guard the Constitution because it is our lifeline.
And that's why we're here, Catherine. Thank you for the call. Quickly to Harold in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Harold.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm calling in support of everything you're doing to educate people about the Constitution and our freedoms. And to have you help get the word out that Hillsdale College actually offers a free online course, a series of courses on the Constitution. And they have put together a paperback book that has original source material, including quotes from the different founders, the Federalist Papers, as well as some quotes from people who have done harm to the Constitution. And so people need to understand the Constitution, like Mr. Bundy says, but how many of us take the time to learn it and understand it ourselves?
Well, Harold, I'm going to just sign up just based on your recommendation. Thank you. All right, Harold, thanks for the call. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Good morning, Kevin Miller. Back here at the Broadcast Center at 580KIDO. Dave Burnett with us as we start the broadcast day. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
And usually we're at schools today, but you received a phone call yesterday, or Ray Amaya did, and we're not at the schools today. Any reason why?
Well, got an email from Dan Holler and a phone call to Dan Holler and said that they wanted to focus on testing that's going on. And because of that, they didn't want any distractions, and so they have canceled the rest of our Boise School District school visits.
So we're in Nevada, and everything's good to go. So again, I'm still in Nevada when you get this message, and I just want to make sure everybody knows this. At first, we love the schools. We promote the schools. We don't want anybody to misinterpret this, so our feelings kind of got hurt. Because we were so excited to go back to the birthplace of 580KIDO, which is Boise High School and all the other Boise schools. And I, you know, it's funny because yesterday I'm sitting there thinking about this and I'm going, what other show in America can go from the Bundy Ranch to Boise High? You talk about just culturally or partisan wise or however you want to phrase it, where you're going from extreme right to perhaps extreme left. All in a day, and I go, maybe we're doing too much, so.
Yeah, all the way down from the top, from the school board and the president of the school board saying, the superintendent saying, yeah, we want to get testing and graduation out of the way.
Well, I hope that that we'll be able to go back there, and it's unfortunate, and I know, now, you and I were talking about this off the air. Apparently, there has been a video circulating, a big story here.
Well, and it's a video that went viral at Frank Church High School. A SRO and a 17-year-old student, a teen, got into it, and it went viral. Not sure if that plays part into the. I don't know.
What happened with it? They got into it. What do you mean?
Well, the kid was out of control, and they wound up getting into it. And allegedly, this is where I insert the word allegedly, the kid punched the SRO and some more people involved getting into it. And it was just a video of a school scrap.
Now, you saw the video? Did he punch the...
There's not much to see in the video. I never understood why this one went viral. I didn't get that.
Well, I think we live in a brainless society today. Where people go, oh, it's a video. It must be newsworthy.
Yeah.
Gee, I guess. Cactus.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they're worried about the ramifications of that, or I'm sure the school district probably getting, some people giving them heat over that. I don't know. I scratch my head, but all I can do is go off of what they say, and that is that they got to, you know, SAT testing and graduations and lots more serious testing going on, and evidently you're a distraction, so...
Well, you've told me that for quite some time. However...
I'm sorry, you're distracting me, what?
At 580KIDO, we were good to go as of, 28 hours as of yesterday. So I don't know how this plays out. I don't know if it had something to do with our Nevada trip, which I had speculated to you privately about. I hope that's not the case. But if it is, it shows you what I've been talking about and you've been talking about quite some time. There are sinister forces at work.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. There were quite a few, and there were several emails that I received upset over the fact, that you were going to Nevada, and I'm not quite sure why, but they, were upset and had some very harsh things to say.
Which is interesting because in America today, you are allowed, well, unless you're Donald Sterling, you're supposed to be politically incorrect. So what I don't understand is that people would criticize us for going down there, the only local show in America. And by the way, how lazy is the media that Las Vegas's own talk station didn't go down there? They should be ashamed of themselves. And there's nothing wrong with getting the story. Does CNN get heat for going down there? Does Fox News get heat for going down there? Of course not.
Yeah, but it was good for you to go. I beautiful down there, isn't it?
I didn't go to the Strip, and it's funny because everybody goes, oh, the Bunny Ranch, and all these Vegas jokes. And as you know, look, I'm addicted to cholesterol-enhancing products, not alcohol-enhancing products. But, it's funny. I didn't even get a good meal while I was down there. I was at this place called Scooters next to the Holiday Inn Express. I didn't go to the Strip, didn't do any of that. I just worked. And, in fact, our friend Heidi Harris goes, hey, let's get a soda. And I go, dude, when I work, I work. As soon as I was done with that show, I drove 2 hours out there, got sunscreen in my eyes, could barely drive, had to go to the Indian reservation for a while, but that's another story. And, I sat out there surrounded by people with, proponents of the Second Amendment, and then I came home and went to sleep. I mean, it was a working thing, and that's what you do when you go there. But, back to your point, in a roundabout, distracting sort of way, 580KIDO. I loved the landscape outside of Vegas. I really did. My mm-hmm. wife goes, did you go to the Hoover Dam? I go, no, I didn't have time. But I really liked the rock formations, and it reminded me of all those old cowboy and Indian movies I used to see as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
which were a lot of them were filmed, in the area.
I could see that, and I really loved the landscape. And having been to a couple places in the West, Salt Lake and Phoenix and now this, I really dug the vibe there in Nevada as far as the rock formations. I don't know if they are much of a conversation piece, but I did.
Here's Kevin Miller conversing with the rocks.
Right. I did think it was, I did think it was pretty good.
Yeah. But while you got a lot of stories happening while you're gone, the whole LA Clippers, Sterling story and him, losing control there. That is still a big topic. One of the things I take out of this, and the NBA can do whatever they want, because to be honest with you, I don't care. But one of the interesting things that I find out of it, and that is how they're right now trying to portray, and there's been several leaders, like the Jesse Jacksons of the world saying, this just shows you the state of race relations in America. No, it doesn't. It shows you the ignorance of one 80-year-old man. It doesn't show the state, but that's what they're saying. It shows you the state of race relations in America.
Well, it shows you the ignorance of the media, and help me out with this. By the way, it's 5:45 at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller, Dave Burnett, Ray Amaya. Maggie will be along, or she was already along. She'll be along again. Larry Gebert. Hello, I'm Larry Gebert. Anyway, that there is so much irresponsibility on the sports media. Michael Smith of ESPN, who at first I didn't like, then I liked. And it's the issue on one of their shows when he says, he was doing the faux my feelings are hurt routine that I wouldn't blame the players if they didn't participate. I don't blame the players if they do participate. And I'm thinking, okay, the guy said some politically incorrect, horrific, unacceptable things. I got it. Okay. You're going to tell me that if I'm making $300,000 a game for a playoff game, that's going to – I'm so upset. I'm so hurt by it that I'm considering not playing. And then, you know, his attitude toward players, very wrong, okay? When he goes, I give them this, I give them that, I get that. And then his colleague, Jameel Hill, to speculate that because Donald Sterling's a racist, that the entire Clippers organization emulates that. And I thought, how irresponsible, how slanderous, because the NBA did an internal investigation of the Clippers and found that they were a perfectly run organization in spite of their owner. But to say these things, and then for Stephen A. Smith to sit back, because you couldn't ignore this story, whether it was Fox or CNN or whatever. You might as well just turn on the four-letter network. For him to say that things better happen, that Sterling better be stripped, or you know, bad things could happen out there, and people threatening riots and such. There was one guy on NBA TV that, I don't condone this, but there could be another Rodney King. Rodney King almost died. Donald Sterling said something in a private conversation to his girl that should have been his granddaughter girlfriend. I can you tell? I mean, when I'm driving to Mesquite, I had nothing to listen to except, hello, this is the colon cleanser hour, or incessant babble of the sycophantic sports media people that aren't doing their jobs at all. You see where I'm going with this? And I'm just thinking to myself, gosh.
Well, I guess it was a story that that passion was whipped up into. I mean, there's people concerned about the NBA that before this couldn't have told you what NBA stands for, you know, what the letters stand for. But, you know, again, the NBA can do what they want, as far as I'm concerned.
And here's another one. Because someone says something inappropriate, and Brian Wiley and Jason Alexander and I got into this the other night, in a private conversation, does that mean they should be stripped of their private business? And their argument, it's a private club. However, he didn't say this in public. He said it in private.
Well, and there's questions about whether it's even legal. California is a two-party consent for record. So there's questions as to whether the recording was even legally obtained.
Right, and everybody goes, and this is the mob rule. I don't care if it was da-da-da-da-da. This is horrific. He's a racist. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. Is race that big of an issue that we're throwing out the rule of law? And Sterling is a crazy man with a lot of money. The NBA will go after him. I hear he's going to fight back. And could you imagine putting all those NBA owners that vote against him to interview them with Discovery? So you've never said anything racially offensive. Have you ever said the N-word? Have you ever done this? It will, my favorite saying in life from the Grisham novel, A Time to Kill, you never want to create a fool with a cause. And, you know, maybe a lifetime suspension, but to force him to sell the team? And then you have, well, Oprah would be good. Donald, we need to get Magic in there. And I'm going, that's got to be some type of antitrust collusion there.
One would wonder. Yeah, Oprah's real big into it now. She believes she wants to become a sports franchise owner.
You know, I was, you know who Floyd Mayweather is, right?
Yeah.
I can't decide if I like Floyd or not because he's so outrageous. The money team, the money man. I'm Floyd. You know, I know it sounds horrible when I try and be Floyd Mayweather, but they asked Floyd about it. He goes, look, I you know, I'm interested in the Clippers. However, Donald Sterling was always a nice man to me and always brought me to my games. And if Floyd, who doesn't hold back on anyone, given the opportunity to rip Donald Sterling, you know, here's another one about race relations. Where's the Michael Vick moment? Where's the Michael Vick moment in all this? And now, you know, I'm going to be tired and beat and slur my words because you've got me going here, Dave Burnett. I'm probably going to use all my best stuff here, but. You remember when Riley, whatever his name is, said the N-word in the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, yeah, said the wide receiver.
And who came up to him and said, he apologized, that's good enough for me, he's our teammate, Riley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Michael Vick moment here? Because that situation could have gotten bad. Because you can steal crab legs, you can be accused of sexually assaulting a woman and not have it investigated, you can rob, you can beat your wife, you can beat your girlfriend and then marry her so she doesn't press charges. But if you are accused of racism, that's worse than anything.
It is. I mean, you know, there's the racism and pedophilia, two charges that will stick with you forever.
Back to the Michael Vick moment. Where's somebody to say, you know, where is somebody to be bigger than the issue of condemning? Jonathan Coachman from ESPN the other day going, you know something? I was adopted by a white family. I'm not going to let some 80-year-old man dictate to me. I don't have an issue with it. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this guy has it right. Anyway.
Yeah, the media is excited, though. They're in a froth.
Well, and I'm in a froth because it's going to be Kevin in the classroom today. That's going to be not Kevin in the schools. It's going to be Kevin in the classroom. It's going to be we're going back to Mr. Miller's class, and I was so successful with that, it drove me into radio.
Uh-oh, it could be trouble then. Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Canyon County, looking good this morning, no major problem.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
558, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And 558, coming up next, we do, we will be promoting our school, securing our future. Do want to thank our friends at Cap Ed, and this is where it kind of gets into dangerous ground, if you will, because I was notified by Dave Burnett while still in Nevada yesterday that unfortunately, because of testing, that's the story that we were told, that the Boise schools will be canceling our appearances for the rest of the year. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. Look, we're not here to bash the schools. We're human. We're disappointed. And obviously, we want to support education, support the teachers. But, you know, I have to defend this program. And I believe when something happens short notice, you need to be made aware of it. Look, we're not employed by the schools. We're employed by you. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, there are some reports coming out of Nevada that I'll shed some light on next. Kevin Miller, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. 580 KIDO.
Serving.